Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. So, back to the grind.
Yeah. All right, back to the old grindstone.
Yeah. We had the GTA episode. But then before that, the last real one that we did was the on-site pre-wedding, right?
Yep, that was the last one that we did there.
I haven't had the chance to listen to it. Were we as drunk as I think we were?
Yeah, I would say so. You definitely. Me not quite as bad.
Yeah, I was pretty loaded. But I can't help it. Well, no, I mean, I guess I could have helped it, but I didn't want to. But yeah. So
I don't know. I don't know where to start. I have an idea, but yeah. I don't know. There's so much. Here's the thing. There's so much to cover. There's lot has happened.
Yeah.
That we didn't talk about. I don't think we talked at all about my bachelor party. Did we talk about that at all?
I don't think so, no. No, because I don't think we recorded between then and the wedding, did we?
I don't think so. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. That suddenly popped up. Probably because I haven't really been on Skype. Well, I was on at one point, but... just popped up, and it just seems to be like a weird conversation that is just accidentally recorded, but it's like a weird Skype voicemail, so that's unusual.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was right before the bachelor party.
Yeah, because at first I was like, was that the weekend of the bachelor party? Did my brother record some like weird thing to be funny?
It was the day before the before you guys came up.
Yeah, so it wasn't anything like that, so I don't know. I guess it was just an accident. I don't know. Anyway, so let's see. I think the best thing to come out of the bachelor party though was my new game obsession.
Oh yeah, yeah. That
leave it to us to turn the bachelor party into a chance for everybody to play Clash of Clans.
Yeah, basically, anyone who hadn't already gotten into it, we got into it. So, at one point, I mean, there was just, I don't know, how many of us, there was like 11 dudes sitting around just playing Clash of Clans.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was, that it makes sense, though. Like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Although, there's a lot to talk about that too, because Clash of Clans, there's way more strategy involved than I had anticipated.
I don't think you don't really realize right away.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I finally started attacking people. So hang on, let me back up. Clash of Clans, if anyone doesn't know, it's a game that you can get on your phones and tablets and stuff. And, you create I guess it's kind of like Civilization, but to the next level. Cause it is basically just like a strategy game.
Yeah. But it's also, the thing is it's like those strategy game and it's dumbed down.
Yeah.
Oh, to
yeah.
The point where it's dumbed down. So you don't have to get into too much detail on a fucking phone. You know?
Yeah, you're not like, oh man, I need to research, poetry now in order to, get my scholars to be smarter so then I can upgrade my cannons. It's just like, right. You want to upgrade your cannons? Yeah, okay, I do want to do that.
Exactly. It's just, okay, it's time to upgrade. Oh, wait, you're not at this level yet. You know, like, that's it.
So it's kind of like that, but there is strategy involved because you go out and you attack people in order to gain gold and elixir. Those are the two things that you need to advance.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a bit of strategy involved in that, I'm finding. And it's a little frustrating because I started attacking after the wedding because I was like, I don't want to deal with it beforehand and everything because I'm going to get into it. Because you said, you were like, yeah, once you start attacking people, like, then you get attacked.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Like, I haven't attacked too much lately, but there was a good period where I started attacking people, and then, like, each night I would get attacked like 5 to 7 times.
Literally, this is not an exaggeration. The night after I started attacking people, I was attacked 12 times in the night.
Yeah.
I woke up and I was like, what the fuck is this? But then you get so many trophies and they're like, good job. And there's a little achievement. And they're like, if you get 1,200 trophies or whatever in multiplayer, you get these 400 gems. And then the nice thing about that is then you can get a third builder.
And I have done without that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just saved up.
How many is it? You need 500 for them?
500, yep.
Yeah. I should save up better, but I don't. Because I use them a couple times to... I've used it a couple times to boost my gold and my elixir.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going with this?
You like the game.
I like the game. Oh, no, but I get into the attacking the people. And, I was like, 1,200 trophies. I already have like 800. I only need like 400 more. That's totally doable. And it's not that doable.
No, because the problem is that you get a few trophies, you have a couple people attack you, and you're like, oh, cool. But then the further you go, the higher the level people are that are coming to attack you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you just start getting walloped.
And you're attacking people that are higher level too.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think that I'm all right at this game, but I just, like, seriously, I get my ass handed to me almost. I'd say 2/3 of the time I get attacked, I just get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
At least now. Yeah.
I do okay, but I think my thing is I gotta stop attacking people till I can do some more upgrades.
Yeah.
Cause I think, or I just keep cycling through till I find an easier target, but that's not even always a guarantee. Cause sometimes in the clan castle will be like level 4 giants and they just come out and destroy me. So. I'm just like, who knew? I didn't know. How was I supposed to know?
No, you never know. But what's good about, you know, you're in the clan and everything is that you can get good upgrades from your clan people. So,
yeah.
Like, Skeletor just got some dragons.
Yeah.
And he's going to give them to us. But we just need to have level 3 clan castles.
Yeah.
So that's on my to-do list to upgrade so I can get a dragon.
The problem is I'm at the point, and I'm sure you're way past this point, where everything fucking takes forever. Like, it's like, oh, hey, you want to upgrade this gold mine? Wait a week.
Yeah, no, I was just upgrading my gold mines. I had them all at level 9, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go through and upgrade them all to level 10. Each one takes 3 days.
Yeah.
It's
It's
ridiculous.
insanity.
But hey, I mean, that's the price you pay. At least I got the third builder.
Yeah.
You know, that
See,
helps.
I am. Now the thing is, I always debate. I look at it sometimes late at night, and I go, pile of gems, $5 for 500 gems. That's gonna get me my next builder. And I think $5, that's not too bad. $5, I could spend $5. But then I'm like, ah, no, it seems like a form of cheating. But at the same time, I see people with, walls that I o have only dreamed of, crystal purple walls. And I'm like,
How are
500
you ever
gems
going to be
would.
able to compete with that?
Yeah, I'm like, they gotta be buying gems. So my assumption is that it is like the Tour de France and everybody cheats. So why don't I just cheat? It's the Lance Armstrong conundrum.
Yes, you're basically 100% correct there. I think that everyone that's really good at this game, by really good I mean has a really awesome setup and awesome shit. I think the vast majority of them have purchased jewels.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do you know of anyone in our, you don't have to name names, I'm not putting you on trial here. Anyone in our clan buy gems that you know of?
No, actually, not that I know of. I know Skeletor was plan he said he was thinking about doing it, but I don't think he actually did. Now, I know someone that has been a little bit of a mentor to us, your nephew.
Oh yeah.
He has.
He's yeah. He
Yeah.
bought his way to the top.
Yeah. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Not in this game. Because, like you said, it's like the Tour de France. Everyone's cheating. It's just, and it's not even a matter of getting caught. It's just you're doing it. But yeah, he kind of bought it. Yeah, I don't know. I've debated it, but thus far, I think I'm gonna stay on the straight and narrow.
You gonna stay straight and narrow?
Yeah, I mean, if that's not. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's straight and narrow in this game. I have no idea.
I don't know. I gotta. What does the spell factory do? What does that do?
I don't have one, so
You're not sure.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Hang on, I want to see here. Just my.
I
Okay.
wonder if it works like in conjunction with having wizards or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just kind of.
Oh, wait, the spell factory is home to veteran wizards who are better suited to creating magical weapons than frontline combat. Use their powerful attack spells to turn the tide of your battle in your favor. Oh, maybe that's when I like, whenever I get attacked and I see giant lightning bolts come down, maybe that's what they do.
Oh. Yeah, I hate that. Those bust up my walls.
I'm thinking about doing a little reconfiguring too. My
I just did some reconfiguring. My setup kind of looks like a big swastika now.
well, I was looking at yours the other day. And the Clash of Clans is going to be the new GTA on the show. At least until we go back to playing GTA when they add heists. Which I'm hoping is soon. They added a business pack, which I just found out about the other day.
Yeah, I haven't been on at all. I
I
gotta check it
ran,
out.
like, I went on, actually, I went on by accident. I meant to,
Ooh,
like,
and
I meant to do something else, and I loaded up, and then it was like, hey, you can download new stuff. But yeah, that's gonna be the new. Your no, your reconfigure doesn't look like a big swastika.
a little bit. You can see what I'm saying, right?
I guess a little bit. Now, is it? But that doesn't that leave you open to like losing every time?
Well, see, I'm going with the alternate point of view that your nephew kind of talked about, which it's just leave your town hall open for getting destroyed, because okay. It doesn't really matter.
And then you get a shield.
Right. All I'm doing is protecting my gold and my elixir.
But you're not... Oh, well, you're protecting the storages, but you're leaving the other stuff open.
Yeah, yeah. So that's okay. That doesn't really matter. That just grows. It just goes back.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easier for them to loot that stuff, too.
Yeah, well, I guess I just got to make sure I go in and collect it. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of my setup. No, I'm not, that's not done. Like, I still got other plans for that.
Okay.
You know, for protecting some of the other stuff, too. But, that's what I got going right now.
Yeah, I think I gotta take some time to do some upgrading of mines and elixir collectors, and I gotta do some upgrading, I think. Because the other thing that my nephew pointed out was, he's like, you should max out on all your buildings and stuff before you upgrade the next town hall.
Right, and that's what I've been doing. Like, I could have saved up and upgraded my town hall again, but that's what he said. He was like, make sure everything is maxed out ahead of time.
But it takes a really long time when you only have two builders.
That's true. Hey, it's taken me a long time and I have three.
Look, I'm just going to throw this out there. If anybody out there wants to send me a $5 iTunes gift card so I can buy my... can I do it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, just send me $5. It works like that. Send me a $5 iTunes gift card so I can get 500 gems. If you want to do that, I mean... Then it's not cheating. Then it's just a gift. Right?
I guess. It's kind of like when people were giving away money in GTA.
Yeah. Yeah. Except I won't lose this money.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You got it taken away from you.
Yeah, but I kept everything that I bought with it. So
that's good. Yeah.
Although I did... So staying on the video games thing, I'm listening to the GTA episode that I was putting together, it did make me want to go back and play.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about it the last couple of days, and I was like, you know, I miss it. I need to get back into it.
If you're not doing anything tonight, you let me know. Maybe we'll hop on and do some missions or something.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to get back to it.
Although I did pick up the other day that I haven't played in almost a year, like 9 months. Red Dead Redemption.
Ah, oh, great game. Another Rockstar game.
Where was I? I got to Mexico and I did some stuff in Mexico and then I put it down for some reason.
Yeah.
And didn't pick it up again till just now. So I'm not entirely sure I remember what's going on in the story, but
I mean, for the most part, you're really just chasing down that guy. You know,
the guy who fucked me over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? You're not even to the point where you find out, like, some of the workings behind you searching for him. Like, what's going on. So, okay. you'll find out. But yeah, you're not even there yet. So, right now, you're still really just trying to find this dude.
Okay. But then, in trying to find the other dude, I'm just doing favors for other people.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah. It's kind of like GTA, where it's like, well, this doesn't really have anything to do with my actual goal, but sure, I'll help you kill this guy who busted into your strip club and killed someone.
I was going to say, that's like a GTA thing, are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
okay.
No, that's not a real, well, it might as well be. It sounds like a GTA mission.
Well, I was imagining it when you first started that. I was imagining the Red Dead Redemption guy.
Oh. So you were thinking I'm going to be like, yeah, no, I'll go get your horses that some guy stole.
Yeah.
But instead, yeah, I launched into a thing about strip clubs.
Because I got a backlog of video games piling up now after Christmas. And there's other ones that I want to finish, too. So I'm like, all right, I got to... It's like it's work, basically. Like, I take pleasure in it, but part of me is just like, oh, I got to do all this stuff before I can get to that. Because here's the thing. I got... I want to finish that. Skyrim, but I feel like that's going to take forever. So maybe I should at least pick up Skyrim again.
I mean, I just don't even know how. The thing about Skyrim is, and I put a lot of time into it, it's just like, I don't know that I could ever really finish it.
Yeah, after a while, you're just like, oh god, I don't have the time.
I don't know. I mean, at a certain point, it's almost endless. Like, there's no way you're gonna do everything in the game.
Oh yeah, it's impossible.
So yeah, I don't know.
And then there's add-ons, and I'm just like, oh, add-ons, like that'd be fun. But I'm like, I should finish the actual game first. But who has time for that? Like, I don't. But part of me really wants to finish everything because I like completing stuff. I like being.
I
like,
do too.
I completed that.
And I like Skyrim. I love Skyrim. Yeah. It's too much.
Everything is. I have to figure out the best way to teach myself not to be. I have to figure out how to get my brain to not feel the need to complete everything. Like, I completed GTA, got the 100% because I was so close to it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not gonna get everything in Red Dead Redemption. I'm not gonna get everything in Skyrim. Unless I literally have nothing to do for the rest of the year, I'm not gonna complete everything possible in every game.
No.
But my brain really wants me to. My brain's like, you should finish this stuff. You should finish something for once in your life. Now, granted, I've completed many things in my life, but my brain is like, that stuff doesn't count anymore. You have to finish whatever is in front of you right now.
So, yeah, that's true.
So, but anyway, I feel like maybe I should try picking up Skyrim at some point again. Maybe
one. Good luck.
Maybe one day. I feel like I should finish the story for Red Dead Redemption, though.
Yeah, you should.
And finish.
Yeah, and I mean, you're not going to do everything in Red Dead Redemption, and don't worry about it. I mean, it's like...
I'm not going to do the multiplayer stuff, because I doubt anybody's still playing the multiplayer on that game.
That's true, too.
But I will do the... once I finish the main game, I will probably figure out, take a look at the that Undead Nightmare.
Yeah, you know, I never played it. Heard it was really good, but never touched it.
I'm going to check that out. But I started going back and was replaying Assassin's Creed 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the Tyranny of Washington, like, expansion pack.
Yeah.
So I might not do that. I'll play the Tyranny of Washington part of it. But then I have other games to finish, which are... I got The Last of Us for the PlayStation, which I started playing a little bit of it to test it out, but I want to finish that. I got that Batman Arkham Origins or Batman Origins or whatever it is. I got, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, which I want to dive into. What else I got? There's another one that I got. Oh, I think I got and never played Max Payne 3.
Nice.
And then I think I also have sitting somewhere Fallout New Vegas.
Oh man. Oh, talk about another game that will never end.
Yeah. It took me forever to play Fallout 3. That was a huge chunk of my time. The only way I got through and completed that was because I was unemployed at the time. If I had a job, that thing would still be going on.
Yeah. No, I actually, to be honest, I don't think I ever beat the story of it.
And I got through, the only way I got as far as I have in Skyrim is because that was the same time.
Yeah.
Unemployment, yeah, again, a lot of progress in the video games, but you know what? That doesn't work for trying to have a job.
A lot of progress in video games, not a lot of progress in life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, son, you could have one of two options. You can either make progress in lots of video games, or you can just be a failure at life. Well, really, this is an easy answer for you. Hang on, I'm thinking, I'm trying to set.
I don't know, the video game thing is pretty tempting.
Oh, no, I mean, do I still get laid? Failure at life, what part of that are you not understanding? Oh,
yeah.
But, I could still jerk off, right?
Well,
I have failed you as a father. I'm sorry. No, Dad, it's okay. It's fine. I just, you know, is there any way I can do both? I just, you know what? I'm done with you. I washed my hands of the whole thing. All right. Bye, Dad.
It would be, in some ways, it would be a nice life.
If you just played video games all the time?
Just stayed at home and played video games. But then again, I feel like I'd probably miss out on a lot of things.
Probably.
Yeah. It wouldn't all be good.
I mean, yeah. At some point, you'd probably just turn around and be like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've done that, and I don't even stay home all day playing video games.
Well, yeah. I've done that as well, but it did also fall in a time when I was unemployed and staying at home playing video games, so.
Meh. Oh, well. But yeah, so.
I feel like there was another game that I had sitting around. I don't know. I feel like you know which one I started and never finished because I was like, this is too much. Was never finished Mass Effect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You started up with the first one?
Yeah. I don't even remember how far I got.
I love the Mass Effect series.
You tell me that, and that's why I started playing it. But I think I was trying to do it at the same time as like Skyrim and the other ones. I was like,
This is
too much. I can't keep track of all this shit.
Yeah, no, that's probably not a good idea. But
again, because
Mass Effect's incredible.
Because I want to finish everything, but you can't. I know. You can't finish everything.
You know the problem is that you want to finish everything, right?
So you can turn around and say I've done something, but really.
Well, that, but also the fact of the matter is that you get all these games and you're like, well, I have to play them all. So I feel like you're jumping into all these different endeavors, all of these different games, and you're biting way too much off. You can't chew all that. You gotta
life advice from Greg DiNicola. You're biting off way too much. You can't chew all that.
You have to take it easy. You gotta pick a game, sit down, and beat it. You can't be playing Skyrim and Mass Effect and Red Dead Redemption and fucking Fallout New Vegas. Like, not only are you, like, trying to play, like, four video games at once? You're picking some of the biggest fucking games ever to play at once.
Yeah.
You got a big mouth, but you cannot chew that much. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, the other thing that started messing with my mind, though, in relation to games, is those Xbox achievements.
Yeah.
I was poking around at that one day. I suck at those things.
Oh. Just As in comparison to other people, or?
I don't know, but I just feel like in general I suck at those things. Because I was looking and it was like overall percentage of like available ones and like ones you've gotten. Because I never really paid attention to them before, but then I'm looking at them.
So I my other headphones are in my car, right?
Okay.
So I was using the stupid earbuds, like the new ones that come with the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
Or the 5S or whatever. And it's got the microphone on the cord.
Yeah.
So I didn't even realize it until right now. So I'm moving around a little bit and it's scratching against my shirt.
Okay. So.
So I'll try and stop it.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll just see how it goes. I'm sure it's fine. It's fine. Except now I lost my train of thought. Oh, but I looked at my completed percentage on the achievements.
Yeah.
And it was like number of ones that you have. And I have like 2,000. It was like out of 20,000. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I suck at this.
And some people try to get every achievement for a game.
I know.
And I don't even.
I was looking at it and like I looked at yours because I was just like, how's Greg doing at this? Yours sucks too.
No offense.
But
no.
I was like, all right, so that makes me feel a little bit better. But like, part of me is like, I should be looking into this. Like, I should be doing this. But really, I shouldn't. Because I'm just making games more and more of a chore than a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got to rewire my brain on that.
Yeah. It's probably going to be tough.
Oh, it's going to be impossible. I can't do this.
Much like beating Skyrim, it is impossible.
It's going to be the Skyrim of video games.
Yeah. The Skyrim of video games?
You know what I mean.
Dummy.
You know, I said what I meant.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where to go from there. We should probably cut the video game talk. People get upset when we talk a lot of video games.
Yeah, we've gotten some negative feedback on it.
But it's what we've been up to.
Yeah. Or at least it's something that we like.
We do like video games. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, I mean, we can hop to another topic. We could talk about,
I don't know. Hang on. Is there anything else about video games? We covered all the things that I wish I could play and all the achievements I wish I could complete.
Yeah. Really complete your life's work.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I want to finish. I got to finish Red Dead Redemption, and maybe I'll try to finish something else and then move on to some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Although, well, no, I think the only other thing that I got to finish is Skyrim, and that ain't happening, so.
Yeah, it's that's kind of why I stopped playing Skyrim, is just because I know that it just won't happen, so I don't know. It's kind of like when you finally give up on like trying to get some girl, because you're like, you know what, it's just not gonna happen. I better just give up.
I'm just, you know what, I'll be done with that.
Yeah. So yeah, as much as I love that game, I had to just give it a rest.
Yeah, had a great time with it, but you gotta every once in a while you gotta take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, though, you try and pick it back up, and you're like, I literally have no idea what's going on in this game.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem, because there's so much going on. Once you get back into it, you don't remember where you were, what you did. It's like, you just forget it. Like, it'll take you a week to get back into, like, what's going on.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's brutal.
Ah, but anyway.
Yeah, what can you do?
So something popped up on my on my Facebook feed the other night. Somebody I know took a selfie.
Who was that?
It was, he looked a lot like you, sir. And said, that looks like Greg. And even the name said Greg, but I was surprised that you took a selfie. And I was surprised. I did not.
But see, I did it kind of in jest. That was Cosmo. But I was doing it in jest.
Oh, you were doing one of those ironic selfies?
Yeah, because see...
What, are you fucking Louis C.K. now?
Yeah, no, it was an ironic selfie. All right, so, okay. All right, here's the thing. I'm going to throw this out there. You can throw it on back if you like. Two things about that selfie. Number one, I look good.
That's true. You did look good. It was a good selfie.
Number two, because this is the barometer by which we decide how popular we are or how many people like us, it got 32 likes on the Facebook. I think that was a resounding success.
If that's how you want to count your worth in life is the likes on Facebook, that's fine. Personally, I prefer to do it in achieving goals in video games and having digital trophies that no one will ever see. That's how I give my life value.
Right. No, I understand.
No, I mean you did look good. I was wondering what sparked the decision to take a selfie.
Okay. I'll tell you what. The reason why I took it.
It was the Oscars thing, wasn't it?
It was not the Oscars thing.
Okay.
I took it because I was speaking with a female who was like, I was telling her I was going to an 80s thing. And she's like, oh, you know, what do you try? What are you doing? But you know, like
you were talking to your mom, weren't you?
How I was dressing up, or whatever. So I took the picture to send to her.
Okay.
And then later on, I was drunk, and I was like, it's kind of funny that I did this. So I just decided to put it up.
Okay, I see what happened there. So you took a selfie for someone.
Yes.
And sent it. And then when you were drunk, you were like, this seems like a good idea.
Right. I mean, I don't think it was necessarily an awful idea. But yes, obviously at that point I was like, whatever. I'll just put it up. It's kind of funny.
You're like, no harm will come of this.
Right. Now what? Were you going to reveal something to me about the consequences?
No, why would I? Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Just the way you said that, you were like, "Oh, well, no harm will come from this." And well, then I was waiting for you to be like, "Now listen."
Except that it'll come up on the show, and I'll be like, "Look at this." I know.
A little embarrassed, you know.
No, it's, you know what, though? I'm going to be honest. Because here's the reason that I'm bringing it up. I have considered taking a selfie before. And I keep going, you know, like, it comes up. And I'm like, a lot of people are taking selfies. Like, should I be taking selfies? Should I be jumping on this bandwagon of selfies? And I usually say no. I'm not gonna go there. But sometimes I wonder.
So
I'm
you're selfie curious?
I'm selfie curious. That's I'm self-curious.
All right.
So sometimes it's late at night, I'm alone, I've poured myself a glass of wine, and I think, am I ready for this? Am I ready to dive into the selfies?
Brave new world.
Yeah. I usually don't.
Usually don't? So have you taken them?
No.
Oh, come on, no?
No. I don't think so. If I have, I've deleted them.
Okay. Well, that was my next question. Okay,
here's the other thing, though.
If you have, you've deleted them, so I think you may have.
I may have. But my other question is this. When Rachel and I go places, and we've been doing this since we started going out 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago, to take pictures when we're at places, I gotta do the arm out with the camera and take the picture.
All right, so you get both of you.
I'm thinking, now that it's happened, that I've been taking selfies for a while.
Kinda, yeah.
You know, like, am I taking... Have I been taking selfies? Is that what I'm doing?
Now, is that necessarily considered a selfie?
See, that's the question.
Because you're with someone else, and you're taking it so that you can both be in the picture.
Yeah. Now, people
have been doing that forever.
I think if a selfie is defined as if you take a picture of yourself with your phone with the intention of putting it out there for other people to see and comment on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I think a selfie has to be with other people. Or I think a selfie has to be by yourself, but other people have to be able to comment on it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
Whether they do or not, that's irrelevant. But
you're putting it into an open forum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a selfie. So I don't, in that respect, I do not take selfies. But if you more loosely define it, I have been taking selfies for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a trendsetter.
I try. I start a lot of things. I try to set trends all the time, and some of them work, some of them don't. Most of them don't, but...
No, no.
Although I'm going to try and make selfie curious a thing now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I lost you.
Nope, I'm here.
Sorry. So, yeah.
That was a real talking to your dad moment there. Hello? Have I lost you? Did you go into a tunnel? Dad, cell phones are a lot better now. I don't know. Maybe I lost you.
Yeah, no.
I just hung up on you. That's all.
Maybe you were going through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel there.
Maybe.
I was kind of sad I didn't get to see that when I was out there, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, there's always next time.
That's true. There's always next time.
There's always next time, because next time you're out here, I'm sure we'll go through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, because we'll be going to,
Richie's?
Yes.
Jerry's. I knew it was an E's. Something with an E's. The Keithies. Does anyone ever called you Keithy?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So in my life, I've been okay with two people calling me that. Other people have, but I gave special permission to at a point after I decided that I really didn't like being called that. I made a conscious decision. And it was my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Because she would also call me Keithy, my boy. I don't know where the my boy came from, but she would tag that on.
Yeah.
So I was just like, grandma can still do it. That's fine. Because I'm not going to say no to her. You can't say no to grandma.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
What are you, some kind of an animal? So, you can't say no to her. And then the other one, my nieces and nephews never did it, but, well, they haven't yet. A family that I used to babysit for, their daughter would call me Keithy because they added the E sound to her name, and then it was mommy, daddy, like Grammy, like Poppy, everyone had an E. So then she started calling me Keithy, and I was just like, well, she's doing it because everybody has an E like on the end of their name.
Yeah.
So she learned my name, and then she just started adding the E onto it. And I was like, that's okay, because she's probably going to stop doing that at some point.
Gotcha.
So those were the only two exceptions I made. Other people did it, and I was just like, you guys got to stop doing that. I reached a point, I think it might have been like 7, and I was like, you got to stop doing that right now. That's not... I don't like that. And they're like, okay, we won't do it anymore.
Huh.
And then every once in a while, somebody says it, and I'm like, don't do that. Like, they're trying to be funny, but for some reason, I just really hate it. It's like my dad doesn't really like being called Chaz or Chuck.
Chaz?
Yeah. His name is Charles, and I guess for a while, people were using Chaz as an abbreviation for Charles.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So he really doesn't like it. The wedding weekend, though, one of Rachel's grandmothers called him Chuck. And she was like, well, it was good to see you, Chuck. We'll see you again. And I was just like, oh, my God. And I looked at his face, and he didn't react at all. And then I asked him about it later. He said that he didn't hear her say that. But I was just like, oh, man. She starts calling you Chuck.
That's not that bad.
It's one of those things. He doesn't like it.
He just turns him off a little bit.
He's not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Just like I'm not a fan of Keithy.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, at least Chuck is a legitimate nickname for Charles.
Yeah.
As opposed to Keithy, which is really not.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense, but has anybody ever called you Greggy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they still call you Greggy?
It's happened recently.
Can I call you Greggy?
No. I can't think of any males that have called me Greggy, but yes. I've gotten Greggy. There's a couple of girls at my last job there. Actually, on my team, they would call me Greggy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Greggy's not too bad, actually, the more I say it.
It's not terrible.
Coming from a girl, I don't think.
Yeah, coming from a girl, it's not bad. Like, I don't care. Like, especially if they're attractive. I mean, whatever. Call me Greggy, it's fine. But, yeah. There was actually another, there was two people I know, and I don't even think they know each other. But both call me Greggles.
Greggles?
Yeah. I have no idea why. I have no clue why that's a valid thing to call me, but yeah, Greggles.
Greggles is interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But yeah, that's I guess it's a thing for two people. And then Greggy does happen, I guess.
That's not. I mean, there are worse names.
There are. I'll take Greggy over Keithy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it... Keithy sounds terrible. I'm going to be honest. I've realized Keith is not, like, a great name.
I like the name Keith.
I like it, but it's not like a... Let me put it this way. Upon hearing that somebody's name is Keith, no ladies are dropping their panties right away. You know, that doesn't instill a lot of, like, I can't wait to get fucked by a guy named Keith.
Well, I mean, I'm not exactly
just, I mean, going by name alone, just going by name alone, you know, if a girl is given a choice and they're like, look, you can either in a futuristic society where you are only given the names of your possible mates in order to procreate and save the human race after, I don't know, some kind of a plague or something, or, you know, some kind of a Mad Max type thing.
Yeah.
they're like, your two mates will be either Keith or Greg. They're probably going to go with the Greg.
You think so?
I think so.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know that you're wrong, but, I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never really considered what names women find more attractive.
Now, let me put it this way. If it's like Keith and Pedro, oh, Pedro's winning.
You think so?
Pedro's probably winning, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds a little more exciting and exotic.
Yeah, yeah.
Than Keith.
It's like, it's Keith and Antonio. She's like, Antonio, why would you even give me another option?
I already know that Keith is a white guy that lives in the suburbs. Like, what else could he be?
Look, Keith tells me three things about him. One, he's white. Two, lives in the suburbs. Three, plays a lot of video games but doesn't finish any of them. So that's what I'm going with here.
Strike one, strike two, strike three.
And I we're on the other side of like two doors next to each other, and Antonio's just like, well, you know, better luck next time. I'm sure time 347 will be the one.
How many times was this for you, Antonio? Oh, this is the first one.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is...
I just got here.
Yeah. I just turned 18 today, so... I was like, well, I mean, that's okay, yeah, that's... That sums it up.
Yeah. Damn, Antonio.
Fucking... Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, give me a shot with my personality in that dystopian future. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, around all the death and starvation and plague and everything, I can still make a girl laugh, guaranteed. And then that's really going to help me.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it'll, yeah.
But,
that's true. Having a sense of humor will be very important in like some sort of a terrible kind of post-apocalyptic world.
So in post-apocalyptic worlds, are we gonna go back and have like court jesters, or are we gonna still have like comedy clubs?
I don't know. Because like, how long? I mean, I'm assuming there's no. Our electricity is like down.
Yeah, so we're not watching like Carlin specials on Netflix. So do we set up in the, you know, on the road little comedy clubs and try and keep the laughter up, or do we just, you know, who like the ruler of whatever like town or whatever in this post-apocalyptic world?
Yeah.
Does he have like his own court jester that just makes him laugh, and like every once in a while he'll invite the, he'll be like what's the word I'm looking for? Peasants. All the peasants, yeah. and people in my kingdom can come and watch the jester laugh. But then the pressure's really high, so I hope we don't do that. Cause you don't make him laugh, you're gonna die.
Probably. I don't know. Do you think he'd be a good court jester? You want to be my court jester?
Why would I be your court jester? Why won't you be mine?
Because I have a bunch of guns.
That's a good point.
We also don't live near each other, so it probably wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Because I think travel will be severely cut down. Like, it was a bitch to come out to the wedding. Can you imagine driving out there with, like... I imagine no matter what happens with a post-apocalyptic world, that there's just, like, empty cars all over the highway. Like, I don't imagine any clear roads. Except, like, really out in the middle of nowhere. It would take forever to get there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it would take days. Or weeks, even.
Yeah, I would say to get to where you are, I probably couldn't take the highway. So it would probably take me, like, I would say about 2 weeks to get there.
Yeah, so because you would have to take all back roads.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to go all that fast. And who knows what kind of craziness I would encounter.
Oh, it'd be chaos.
Yeah, it would take a long time.
It would take a really long time.
I don't know. I don't think I would smell really bad by the time I got there.
Yeah, and there's no showers.
No, you probably wouldn't let me in unless you go someplace that has a pump.
Yeah,
a well pump.
Or, you know, we got like a lake or something, or a pond or something.
Yeah, that's true.
And I throw you in there with a bar of soap.
Yeah, I could. Oh yeah, I could do that. I could get clean. Not in the winter. I'm not doing that shit in the winter. That's fucking gross.
Well, you better leave. You better leave early then.
That's true.
Hopefully the apocalypse doesn't happen in November, because otherwise you're fucked.
True, but at some point, it is going to be winter, and it is going to be cold, and we're all going to smell really bad.
Yeah, but it'll be a slow thing, so we'll probably all get used to it.
That's
and, like,
true.
We will all stink, so we'll be like, it's fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, can you even imagine?
Just the stank of...
Just being with all those people, the smell of people, like, if you have to share beds and... The having sex with someone that hasn't showered in like 2 months.
I would probably just go back to abstinence. Apocalypse comes, I'm like, I'm a born again virgin.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to get near that. It sounds terrible.
Well, that was my problem when I was watching like Deadwood. You're watching Deadwood and like they show a bunch of scenes where like the whores are giving out blowjobs and stuff, and you're like, that smell has to be terrible. How are they, what are they doing down there? That's...
Yeah. Like that, just that gross dick smell. Just been riding horses for a month.
Yeah. Working out, it's in like the desert. It's not good.
Ugh. It's gotta be horrid.
The fact that those women were able to do it, I mean, they're true American heroes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, really, my hat is off to them.
Really, really just, I mean, my hat are off to them.
Given blowjobs in the Old West must have just been awful.
Just what a woman.
Yeah. I mean... It sounds bad. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine going down on a girl if she hasn't showered in
a month.
Whatever. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it if she hasn't showered in
12
like 2 days. Never mind if we're talking months.
Yeah, it's
like.
Is it months? Would it be months or how often? How
week?
Often do you think
I don't
like
know.
That?
Well. Okay, now I think like in the Western days, like that might have been like weeks.
Okay.
But like months, I mean, we're talking like if you want to go back to like maybe like the 1600s, like the peasants and stuff, they were walking.
I don't even
maybe.
Think they knew what water was. that's my assumption.
Yeah. I feel like they were washing maybe every few months.
Probably, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
In the yeah,
you know, It boggles my mind.
Well, that's where smelling like a French whore comes from.
Oh yeah,
because they wouldn't be able to shower or anything, so they would just keep slapping on perfume.
Ah, huh. It's like Puerto Rican shower before they knew Puerto Ricans were.
Yeah. Well, actually, the French whores were like, we gotta. I don't know. I hate saying that. I gotta go take a Puerto Rican shower now. So can we call it something else?
Yeah.
Why don't we call it a French whore shower? I'm okay with that.
French whore shower.
It's called French whore shower. And then over time it changed and just said smelling like a French whore. So
yeah.
I was about to say something really dumb, and I was gonna say smelling like a French whore is a combination of perfume and latex, but that would imply condoms, and that's not true.
No, that is definitely not true.
It was a combination of sweat, perfume, and ammonia.
Ugh. Not good.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up our welcome back episode. We're going to try and now go to a more regular schedule. Back to the old grind, so to speak.
Yes.
So that'll be it for today. What am I doing? This is terrible. What this is awful. This is literally like the worst thing I've ever said.
And it sounds like you're trying to close out like some local access TV show. Thanks it's like for I'm try- watching.
It's like I'm trying to close out a funeral. I'm just like, well, Tom was a great man, and he was a good guy, so
he loved to laugh.
Loved to laugh, great guy. That was Tom, everybody. So join us.
There's some
after.
Guy in the back that's booing. Boo.
Tom would not approve of this. Tom is rolling over in the casket that's 3 feet in front of you.
He didn't even wait to get into the grave. He's already rolling around in there.
You're making his mom cry more. You piece of shit. All
right. Anyway.
No.
Try and clean this up.
All right. That's it then for this episode. Until next time, remember, folks, no regrets, and don't bite off that much. You can't possibly chew all that. Words to live by.
Words to live by.